I don't wanna be the boy that runs in the back. I don't wanna be the kid that falls in the dark. All I really want to be is the guy that gets that girl.
Welcome to the AJ Steele Show. We discuss politics, sex, money, and everything in between. And now, here's your host, an immigrant, a self-made millionaire, an American, AJ Steele. Everything I say
and do, I'm just not good. This year they say there are 800,000 pairs of boots standing heel to heel, waiting for the Führer's final speech. And the high spot comes when, after a detailed review of Nazi achievements, Hitler cries, "My life's fight has not been in vain."
We need to make sure that everybody continues to let us know where those folks are. If you've observed recurring violations of the Safer at Home order, please continue to let us know at coronavirus.lacity.org/business-violation. You know the old expression about snitches? Well, in this case, snitches get rewards. We want to thank you for turning folks in and making sure we are all safe.
Indem ich euch hier blicke, weiß ich, mein Lebenskampf ist nicht umsonst gekämpft.
Thank you, everyone who's done it the right way, but we still know there's some people who need to get the message. Now it is easier than ever when you see a crowd, when you see a line that's not distanced, when you see a supermarket that's too crowded, anything, you can report it right away so we can get help there to fix the problem. And now it's as simple as taking a photo. All you gotta do is take the photo and put the location with it and bang, send a photo like this and we will make sure that enforcement comes right away. Look, this is important. I wanna keep reminding people, it's about saving lives.
Dein Sowjetzeichen soll er vor sich hertragen und wir werden in unserem Zeichen wieder siegen!
The English words you just heard are not a translation of Joseph Goebbels, the propaganda minister of Nazi Germany, or they're not the words of Joseph Stalin, the communist leader of communist Russia. They're not even the words of the Stasi, the East German secret police. No, what you heard are Eric Garcetti and Bill de Blasio, the two mayors of the largest two cities in the United States of America in the year 2020. I ask you to pay close attention to what they're saying. Snitching is good. It's good to snitch on fellow citizens. And also the fact that they're claiming that they're doing this for your own good. If that kind of talk doesn't frighten you, if that kind of language doesn't make you want to rise up and stand up and fight against this encroaching tyranny, then you've already lost the freedom that you think you have. You're already a slave. They are using the same language that any authoritarian, totalitarian country that ever existed always uses. Think about it. Communist Russia, Cuba, China, Nazi Germany. They all control their people and they told them what's right and what's wrong. They all told you that they knew what's best for you and you better follow what they say or else. They all created secret police forces and they encouraged citizens to spy on other citizens, for kids to spy on their own parents and grandparents, for neighbors to spy on their neighbors, to create fear, fear and conformity. And they all did everything they could to silence the voices of dissent. And not because their ideas were better, but because they forced people, they shamed people, they jailed people, and they even killed people who thought differently than they did. And this is all starting to happen in our country, right in front of our very eyes. While we sit around and watch TV or spend time with our kids or with our friends or on social media, we do that. And they steal our liberty, our God-given freedom, right from underneath us. How many of you know that they use our phones, our cell phones, to track each and every movement that we make? How many of you know that some police departments bought Chinese drones to track what we're doing? How many of you actually know that they released illegal aliens and violent criminals from jails so they don't get the Wuhan virus? Heck, out here in California, they won't even arrest them in the first place. Illegal aliens, criminal illegal aliens, are roaming free. Violent Antifa thugs are beating up good patriotic Americans with zero consequence. Even shoplifters that steal anything under $900 worth of merchandise don't get arrested. But you know who they do arrest? Just a few weeks ago, they arrested some poor surfer who was out there all alone in the ocean. And a couple of weeks ago, they arrested a dad who was playing ball with his 6-year-old daughter. Or a mom who played in a park with her kids. They arrested those people. Homeless bums are defecating and urinating all over the streets of LA and San Francisco and New York. And they shoot up meth and heroin right there in the open for everyone to see. And not a peep from the police. But try taking your dog on a walk on a trail without wearing your mask and see what happens. All the parks in my neighborhood, all of them, are closed. They are all roped off with warnings that say you will get a hefty fine and or get arrested if you come out here. They never do that when the drug dealers are out there selling drugs. They never do that when the illegal aliens go to the park and get drunk and get violent. No, they don't. They don't even do it when the bums get in their bum fights and start sleeping in the parks. No, they're just fine. It's just us, the tax-paying, hard-working Americans who are not allowed to go to the parks that we paid for. And you want to tell me there's not something more sinister going on out there? You want to tell me it's not by design that they closed down all the mom-and-pop businesses, all the small stores, while they kept all the big businesses open? They're banning the sales of seeds and flags and hardware supplies. They trap us in our homes. They close trails and beaches. They destroy our jobs, hurt our retirement, and on top of it, they close down all the houses of worship. And yet they keep stores that sell weed and alcohol wide open. Those are essential. Yes, that's what they're telling us. Weed and alcohol are essential. Essential for what? For the dumbing down of America? Essential so they can control us completely? Unbelievable. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the AJ Steele Show. As you can tell, I have a lot to tell you, and I'm so happy you're all here with me.
The AJ Steele Show. Think of your loudmouth best friend, hated by all the wives, because he tells it just like it is.
You know the old expression about snitches? Well, in this case, snitches get rewards. We want to thank you for turning folks in and making sure we are all safe.
Welcome back to the AJ Steele Show. Our country is in grave danger, and I'm not talking about the COVID-19 virus or the Wuhan virus, whatever the heck you want to call it. I'm talking about the fact that we've shut down 100% of our country for a virus whose mortality rate appears to be less than 1/5 of 1%. Now, I'm not minimizing any kind of deaths or any kind of sadness or suffering. I've been through it. I've dealt with it. It is very sad to lose a family member to a virus or to cancer or to infections. It's a horrible thing. But do you shut down a whole country for a virus that seems to be not that much more dangerous than the common seasonal flu? Every year, 40 to 60,000 Americans die of the seasonal flu. And based on the numbers, this virus is not that much more dangerous, other than the fact that we don't have a vaccine developed yet, and the fact that this COVID-19 virus spreads a lot more readily. So I'm not minimizing the danger. I'm just questioning what is happening to our country. But even much worse than the economic shutdown, there is a crazy movement trying to deprive us of our basic rights. Our basic rights as Americans, our freedom of speech, our freedom of action, our freedom to do what we want. It's a movement championed by the globalists and the far left and the media to take away our basic constitutional rights and our rights as human beings. It's a massive power grab by the powers that be, and we are all falling for it. Not all of us, but many of us are falling into it. We're following their rules. We're letting them dictate how we live our life, what business we do, where we shop, what we wear, who we hang out with, where we go, and what we even say. Do you know that Facebook is actively blocking any kind of posts that have to do with demonstrations against these insane shelter-in-place laws? Do you know that YouTube is planning to block any kind of videos that give health advice that is contrary to what the WHO, the World Health Organization, is telling you to do? So anybody that has ideas that are different is going to be blocked? What is happening to our country? In a Montana town of all places, they make the citizens wear pink bracelets to show that they've isolated themselves for 14 days. I'm surprised they're not making them wear yellow stars. This whole notion that the government has to control every aspect of our lives. This authoritarian wave that is being pushed by liberal governors and the media is growing like a wildfire. And a few weeks ago, I tweeted out a very important tweet that I want all of you to hear. I wrote, "The fact that so many Americans are willing to let the government and media take away their most basic liberties scares me more than any virus. The fact that America hasn't come together during these difficult times terrifies me more than any enemy." So why is it that so many liberals, so many people claim to be the purveyors of freedom and culture and free thought, end up being the most authoritarian kind of people on earth? How many of you know that the word Nazi means National Socialist? Socialist, not Republican, not conservative, National Socialist. It just seems like the people that pretend to be the most free, pretend to be the most caring and enlightened, happen to be the kind of people that want to control every aspect of your life. And the fact that so many Americans are willing to let the government and the media take their liberties scares me immensely. You always hear from the liberal media how horrible the Christian conservatives are and how they try to control our lives and how the conservative movement is all about control, who can have an abortion, who can't, who has to pray, what God we have to pray to. But who is it that is actually taking our rights away? Who is telling us we can't pray in school? Who is telling us we can't wear a Donald Trump hat in school or walk down the street wearing a Trump shirt because you'll get attacked? Who has Antifa? How many riots have you seen started by right-wing conservatives? Very, very few and far in between. And yet it's the liberals that spawned Antifa and all the violent street protests and all the riots in Berkeley, California, one of the great universities of California, when a conservative gay guy made the error of wanting to speak his mind. I'm not even talking about Seattle and Oregon and all those other insanely left-wing states and cities that try to tell us what we can say, what we can do, what we can't do. Who's the real thugs here? Who are the people trying to control everything? Who are the fascists? Mussolini was a socialist. Hitler was a National Socialist. Joseph Stalin was a communist. How many of these controlling dictators were religious people? How many of them were Christians? None of them. And how about Nancy Pelosi and Barack Hussein Obama and Joe Biden? Well, I know Nancy and Biden pretend to be Catholic, but they're all for murdering children. They're not Catholics. They don't follow the Catholic dogma. They just do it for kicks. They're not true Catholics, just like the new Pope. They're fakes. But how many of the liberals on the left are godless people? How many of these liberals that pretend to care for freedom of speech and human rights actually do the best they can to stifle both? Trust me when I tell you, none of these people are true liberals. They're not free thinkers. They're globalists. The whole concept of liberalism has been hijacked by these globalists. There's no true liberals out there. It's just a word. It's just a fake. It's a big lie. It's a lie that makes us believe that we live in freedom, when in actuality, we're all slaves, willing slaves. We live in a system that is geared towards making money for the few powerful elites. And this illiberal system lives and dies off of the backs of regular, hardworking, middle-class people, whether Americans or Europeans. And these globalists don't have a god except for the god of money. And the god of money, the god of money dictates that you do whatever you can to earn more. Who cares about the people? Who cares about the consequences? Who cares about country and God and religion and human lives? It's all about the accumulation of wealth. Wealth to the point that they don't know what to do with the wealth. But that's the game. And that's the globalists. The globalists control most of our politicians because they're small-minded, uncivic little people just looking for a few more crumbs. These globalists control our media. The same people who should be asking the questions I'm asking and seeking out the truth. These journalists are not looking for the truth. They're just looking for another payday. They're nothing but useful idiots. And you know, the globalists include the Europeans, the heads of the corporations right here in the United States, and even more scary, China. Now, China is an interesting case because the Chinese are not just looking for money. They're not just obsessed with greed like the rest of the globalists. The Chinese actually want control. They want the Chinese empire to return to a position where it controls the world economically and militarily. And they're not messing around. The Chinese are not short-term thinkers. They look at everything from a long-term perspective. And they know that the greedy globalists in the West will sell out their own mothers for a couple more bucks. And that's exactly what's happening. And they have all the help they can get from our politicians, our media, and our schools, and our professors who were bought by China. They have become mouthpieces of this evil Chinese empire. And slowly but surely, they're eroding whatever sense of independence we have. And make no mistake about it. All the new restrictions we're hearing about because of the Wuhan virus, all the restrictions on our rights and our liberties and our freedom of speech, they're all fueled by that same globalist mentality. Take away our right to free speech. Erase our right for free assembly. Destroy free thought. Silence any kind of dissent. Take away our ability to make a living. Destroy the educational system from within so the population is dumb and easy to control. And lastly, get the whole country into a deep, deep pit of debt and depression. That's how you control a population. That's how you do wealth transfers from the middle class to an elite few. That's how you destroy the will of the people. That's how you break the backs of everyday Americans. Now think back to everything you've been seeing and hearing in the last few months and tell me that it's not exactly what's happening to all of us here in America. Tell me it's not a part of a master plan designed to break our will and our spirit and our ability to take care of each other, to pay the rent, to pay the mortgage, to buy food. It's all a part of a master plan, believe me. And I, for one, don't plan to stand for it, and neither should you.
You're listening to the AJ Steele Show, where no topic is off limits, no discussion too harsh, no truth more true. The AJ Steele Show, we tell it like it is.
All I really want to be is a guy that gets a girl.
Look, this is important. I want to keep reminding people. It's about saving lives.
Then Sovietzeiten, soll vor sich hertragen, und wir werden in unserem Zeichen wieder siegen!
Welcome back to the AJ Steele Show. I'm talking about the huge power grab, the huge economic and political power grab that's being foisted on the American people because of this supposed horrible pandemic that we're dealing with. But is it true? Are the medical facts all there to support this authoritarian behavior? Are the shutting down of our lives and our freedoms and our liberties? So let's look at it. When this thing first started, they told us there would be millions upon millions of dead people in the streets of America. We wouldn't have enough body bags. The hospitals would be crammed. ICUs would be completely full of patients just dying. And the ones that are not dying would need ventilators and to be intubated. But we all know that none of that actually happened. We had too many ventilators. There's lots of open ICU beds and hospital beds all over the country. And we don't have millions of deaths. I guess the business people who sell body bags are really disappointed because we didn't have enough deaths. And that's a very good thing. But let's look at the facts. Is this virus the black plague of our generation, or is it just a hoax? Well, I don't think it's a hoax. It's a virus and it's really out there and some people are dying and getting hurt. But did we need to shut down our entire country and hurt millions and millions of people, destroy their businesses, their careers? I don't know, and I don't think so. The more I know about this thing, the more I start thinking that this whole thing was nothing but a pretext for a huge power grab, an attempt by the powers that be to destroy President Trump, to destroy the American middle class, and have lots and lots of really cheap stocks and real estate and companies that went broke and are selling for 20 cents on the dollar. Who's buying all of these stocks and all these companies and all this real estate? Who benefited from all of this panic? Which businesses are out there still open and selling stuff while the rest of the businesses, the mom and pops, are all closed? If you know the answer to who's buying everything up on the cheap, who are the multinationals, the corporations, the billionaires, who are the countries that are benefiting from all of this, then you'll know who brought this horrible calamity on the American people, who helped destroy our economy and our livelihood. Now, I know I'm pointing a lot of fingers, but I want you to know that everything I'm talking about is based on science and on facts. Just in the last couple of weeks, there were two major studies, one of them done by Stanford University in Santa Clara, and a second one was done in Los Angeles. And they both showed that the COVID-19 virus is much more spread out there in the general population than we thought. Anywhere from 2 to 4% of all Americans in LA and in Santa Clara County, California, have had the virus, and they have antibodies showing that they had the virus. So in one sense, it's kind of scary to realize that this virus is out there in the general population. But the flip side of this study, it's the part that nobody reports on, because it destroys the whole panic narrative, the whole the end is coming narrative that the media and the powers that be are pushing on us. If you know a little bit about statistics and math, it shows that a lot of people have the virus, but very few people are dying. We're not having millions of people dead. Based on these studies, less than 1/5 of 1% of all Americans die when they get this virus. And these numbers are very similar to the numbers that you get if you get infected by the seasonal flu. Where's the body bags? Where's the mass graves? Right here in San Francisco and Los Angeles, right here in California, there's tens of thousands of homeless people. You think they're doing social distancing? No, they're not. They're all living there in those dirty tents, doing drugs, hanging out together. And I would guarantee you that a large percentage of them is already infected with the Wuhan virus. I don't see thousands of dead people. And what about the millions upon millions of illegals from South America and Mexico that live in California? Some of them live 10 or 20 per apartment. They're all living together. They know nothing about infections, nothing about viruses. You think they're social distancing? Do you think they're sheltering in place? Most of these people are illiterate in their own language. Give me a break. Well, how many of them are you seeing dead in the streets? How many body bags have they made for them? I'm telling you, it's a virus, and some people do die, and it's very, very sad, and some people do get sick. But all of my doctor friends that live here in California are telling me that it's not as bad as what they say it is. And the death reports, or the lack of them, thank God, are proving my point. This Wuhan virus might be the greatest hoax ever perpetuated on the American people and the rest of the world. But the question remains, who is benefiting from all of this? And I say, follow the politicians and follow the money. So this whole hysteria about the Wuhan virus is much ado about nothing. And yet this whole country is shut down and policemen are arresting people who are getting out in the parks and playing with their kids. And sadly, we're all just cowering in our homes, scared to say a word. And so the government has more and more control of our lives. What we do, where we go, what we eat, who we meet with, what kind of games we play, what kind of sports we do, what we watch. Do you realize that Netflix gained 16 million new subscribers in the last couple of months? Do you think the lefty liberal billionaires that run Netflix are not entirely happy that we're stuck at home? You think they're not rooting for this virus? Think about it. You think they're not out there praying that this hysteria continues? And how about Amazon? Has anyone looked at the Amazon stock lately? It's been going through the roof. It's doing better than ever before. And regular Americans can't pay their rent. 25 million Americans are out of a job. And what about Target and Costco and Walmart? They're making crazy money. They're increasing their market share, selling us Chinese-made crap, not American. And meanwhile, all the mom-and-pop stores, all the small businesses are shuttered down. They can't sell clothes. They can't sell shoes. Walmart can. Costco can. And these small businesses are losing their leases. And some of these small business owners have a hard time putting food on their tables. What about all the small restaurants, all the mom-and-pop restaurants, the Chinese restaurants, the Italian restaurants, the Mexican restaurants? They're all closed. They're losing everything. And all the poor waitresses that work for them. How are they supposed to feed their kids? But don't worry, the big chains are doing just fine. They're doing just fine. So don't tell me this whole hysteria, this whole virus hysteria hits everybody equally. I don't want to hear that we're all in this together. There's always winners and losers. And you know who's winning? The people in the government who want to control our lives completely, and the big corporations. But the biggest winner of them all, the biggest winner is the country that caused this mess to begin with, China. Their factories are back to working at full production. And the biggest loser? Look at your wife or husband. Look at your kids. Look at your neighbors. Look at the small businesses. Look at middle-class America. We're the losers. And so next time when you want to go to the ballot box and vote and you think, oh, President Trump is too harsh and I don't like his tweeting and he's too mean, all of you middle-class housewives out there who don't like mean guys like President Trump, all of you suburban soccer moms who worry more about saying the right thing than about doing the right thing, think about who you're voting for. Think about the people that sold you down the river. They were all nice and sweet, and they all said the right things. And while you're busy smiling at them, and they're busy loving you back, and talking about gay rights, and feminism, and black people, and equality for all, and while they're so busy fixing all the wrongs of the world, they're also busy selling your country to the highest bidder, to China. And along with it, they mortgage your future, your children's future, and America's future. This is the AJ Steele Show. Thanks for listening.
All I really want to be is a guy that gets a girl. All I really want to be. All I really want to be is a guy that gets a girl.
The AJ Steele Show, copyrighted 2020.